RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's sound.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia's Minister of Creative Economy, Teuku Rifki Harsha, has highlighted the importance of cross-sectoral collaboration to boost the development of creative economy in regions. After inaugurating the board of directors of his ministry New Civil Servants Organization in Jakarta on Thursday, Harsha noted that a joint decree of guidelines for establishing regional creative economy has been issued. We are approaching the Independence Day, and I'm pretty sure, based on the reports that I've been handling from RRE across Indonesia, we could say that the excitement and also the joy for the 80th birthday of Indonesia or Independence Day are very much very, very full. People all over Indonesia are so excited to celebrate this with the new president, Prabowo Subianto. And of course, in order to celebrate this festive and joyful event, I'm going to play you a song by Hi-Fi, Merakit Perahu. You may ask, building boat, Merakit Perahu, what does that mean and why are you having that bridging? How can you correlate this song with the Independence Day? And I would say that, fun fact, this song is created for, at that time, by Hi-Fi, the band Hi-Fi, when there's an earthquake in Palu a couple years ago. The earthquake that leads to tsunami and completely destroyed Palu, and it's a very, very heartbreaking event and also heartbreaking phenomena that happened in Palu. And in order to encourage the people of Palu and also all across Indonesia, Hi-Fi created this song, Merakit Perahu, that means that no matter what, we can always build it again. And that's exactly, I think, the spirit of the Independence Day, that no matter what, we can always build and start from zero again.
Seperti merakit perahu layarku bersiap untuk maju. Dengan hati yang gembira menyambut pergantian waktu untuk berjumpa denganmu. Pastikan kau bahagia denganku. Kau kan melihat sungguh indahnya hidup ini. Tiada yang perlu kau sesali, karena semua akan baik-baik saja. Terus berpacu dalam irama lagu yang kan hiasi harimu.
you bersama diriku.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
berjalannya waktu, akhirnya kita berdua bertemu. Oh, diriku tersipu malu melihat sikapmu yang lucu. Andai suatu hari kau jadi milikku, takkan ku lepas dirimu kasih. Bila waktu mengizinkanku menunggu dirimu, yeah, yeah. Rasaku terjatuh cinta pada pandangan yang pertama. Sulit bagiku untuk bisa berhenti mengagumi dirinya. Oh Tuhan,
if I don't have you as mine, but you're always on my mind. In a magazine you showed up, baby girl, your beauty makes my mind blow up. Your personality is calm and friendly, the kind of girl that I would love to be with me. Once I start, no, I won't fall back, it's my cell phone number, so please call back.
Aku punya teman, teman sepermainan. Kemana ada dia selalu ada aku. Dia amat manis dan juga baik hati. Dia selalu ada waktu untuk membantuku. Namun aku bingung ketika dia bilang cinta, dan dia juga katakan untuk ingin jadi kekasihku. Cukuplah saja berteman denganku,
janganlah kau meminta lebih. Ku tak Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Poverty and inequality, they are universal. They undermine every society, everywhere. But poverty is not natural. It is man-made. So poverty is not inevitable. It is an area where the world has made huge progress in the past few decades. Just 30 years ago, there were 1.9 billion people living in extreme poverty. But that number has been transformed. In 2015, it fell to 734 million. That's over a billion people lifted out of poverty.
A billion people out of poverty is amazing.
Amina Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN.
It was across the world we lifted people out of poverty. Across the world, more kids got into education. It was across the world, maternal mortality was reduced. Across the world today, not many people will be left without access to a mobile phone. And what that has done to empower them to access to education, to a livelihood, is huge.
But still, almost 10% of the human race are living unbelievably harsh lives. This is largely determined by their circumstances at birth, and these high levels of inequalities work against better opportunities for all. Opportunities that could change the world.
The world is filled with inequality. While we are all floating on the same sea, we are not in the same boat. It's clear that some are in super yachts, while others are clinging to drifting debris.
Professor Sugartha Mitra is the brains behind what has become known as the hole-in-the-wall experiment.
I want to tell you a story about 1999. I used to teach people how to write computer programs. And I had a very, you know, plush office and everything. And just outside of these offices, there was this large, sprawling, urban slum full of children. Now, those children, they had never seen a computer before. They didn't know what the internet was, and they didn't know any English. But I had a sneaky kind of suspicion that there was a special relationship between children and computers that perhaps we were not aware of. So one day I tried an experiment. I made an opening in the boundary wall that separated my offices from the slum. And then I fixed a computer into the boundary wall so that from the other side of the wall, you could see the computer and a touchpad. And on the first day, we saw this 8-year-old boy teaching a 6-year-old girl how to surf. Now, how on earth did he figure that out? How did he know what the computer was doing? 3 months after I had first put their computer in the wall, children said they wanted a faster processor and a better mouse. I asked them, how on earth do you know these words? Where did you learn this from? And they said, well, you've left a machine here that speaks only in English, so we had no option but to learn the language. Easy, isn't it? I repeated the hole-in-the-wall experiment. For 5 years across the length and breadth of India, we have an enormous potential of what children can achieve together if we let them.
There is potential everywhere. We just have to unlock it.
Actor and UNDP Goodwill Ambassador Michelle Yeoh.
A huge amount depends on where public money is spent. More of it must urgently go into health, into giving everyone a safety net. There is a revolution that is happening in education, global digital literacy, connecting every school, every person to the internet. This can be done. The recovery from COVID must lead to an economy that works for everyone. Let's start with tax. We have widespread tax concessions, tax avoidance, and tax evasion, which means that there's so much less money for all the crucial things: health, education, social protection, green jobs. many developing countries are weighed down by historical debts, spending more money on debt repayments than they are spending on healthcare and improving their own people's lives. And then there's the importance of global investment in peace. More and more, the poorest countries in the world are those countries where conflicts and violence tear apart people's lives and chances. The peace dividend for the world is immeasurable.
That's why, in March, the UN Secretary General called for a global ceasefire.
And we must break the vicious cycle of corruption and increase the power of the people to keep check on the people in power, a strong civil society, a free, independent media, and responsible social media platforms that encourage healthy debate. Equality unleashes the potential of everyone to improve their own lives and contribute to the lives of everyone else.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah!
In approaching the 80th birthday or the 80th year of Independence Day of Indonesia, there's a lot of things to celebrate, including the logo of the 80th birthday of Indonesia. I keep saying birthday because it feels very, very, you know, familiar, but if I should say the 80th Indonesian Independence Day. And the selected logo was designed by Indonesian graphic designer Bram Patria Yosugi, who successfully captured the theme of the 80th anniversary of Indonesia's independence. United and sovereign, prosperous people advance Indonesia. Design of the numbers 8 and 0 symbolize unity and sovereignty, while the flowing lines represent people's prosperity, together is illustrating a vision of a forward-looking, progressive Indonesia. There's a lot of beautiful things about Indonesia, including the celebration that we're going to have, the 80th Indonesia Independence Day. But not only that, our culture and places and customs are also beautiful. So I'm going to play you a feature entitled Kampung Gedong. What is Kampung Gedong? This grandma is not of a Chinese community living in mainland China, but she lives in Kampung Gedong. Where is Kampung Gedong? Visiting the region nicknamed Serumpun Sebalai, for a moment we'll be fascinated by the natural beauty of the archipelago. Yes, the exotic island of Bangka has become the destination of our trip, which is full of exotic and natural scenery, side by side with tin pits. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia team had the opportunity to document tours of local charm and wisdom of the Chinese community in the province of Bangka Belitung, to be exact, in Kampung Gedong village.
Kita pengennya Kampung Gedong itu memang desa wisata yang benar-benar desa wisata yang bisa.
We want Kampung Gedong to become a place for rural tourism, a real tourist village that can provide benefits and make contribution to regional development and income for the community and develop local economies. About a half-hour drive from Sungai Liat town, we will arrive in front of a simple gate made of iron and is painted blue. At the top, it is written, "Welcome to Kampung Gedong Tourism Village, Belinyu District." In front of the village, near the gate, there is a small temple shrine. The color is distinctive, bright red with golden ornaments. The atmosphere of the village was very quiet and calm. One or two village residents were sitting in front of the house, ready to stare with a probing look at anyone who entered the village. Kampung Gedong is a diorama of the history of ethnic Chinese living on Bangka Island. Life in this village illustrates the same situation a century ago when the migrants from mainland China came to seek for fortune as tin miners. The village is called Kampung Gedong, which literally means big building, because there is a large house or rumah gedong there. The house is not storied with modern design, but just a wood-paneled mansion that looks worn by rain and hot sun. The house is the biggest among the other houses, and in front of it, there is a sign that read, "Do not enter." Newman, one of Kampung Gedong community leaders, recounted the history about the arrival of the Chinese at Kampung Gedong.
Sejarah latar belakang kehadiran Desa Gedong ini.
Historical background of the presence of this village began in 1602 when the VOC in 1602 brought in some Chinese to work in the tin mines, and they now have in 38th generation. However, the culture is still quite strong and unchanged.
In tourist brochures distributed by Bangka Regency Provincial Government, it is stated that Kampung Gedong, Belinyu District, Bangka Belitung Province is home to descendants of the earliest Chinese community in Bangka. Ms. Netty, Secretary of Tourism, Arts and Culture of Bangka Regency, explains.
Kampung Gedong itu kan mayoritas masyarakat Tionghoa.
The majority of Kampung Gedong residents are of Chinese community, particularly on Bangka Island. Actually, the society is made up of Chinese and Malays, but the Chinese in Kampung Gedong still retain their original traditions and customs. There are houses which are still of original structure, and there are also activities that reflect their traditions, like making kamplang crackers and getas. In Kampung Gedong, our eyes will be pampered with a classic view of a row of antique wooden houses with Chinese ornaments. Hanzi calligraphy, a place of worship in front of every house, and a village temple. The view is combined with natural exotic tropical island of Bangka. In addition to the sparse population, most residents here are middle-aged or elderly. In a house belonging to Akyong, we had the opportunity to listen to the dialogue in Chinese between the occupants of the house, which consists of children and the elderly. It is interesting that most of the elderly in Kampung Gedong do not master Chinese well anymore. I'm now 74 years and this business has been running for 56 years since I was a kid and since now I am old. I'm leaving this business to my children. This kamplang and getas are made from tapioca, shrimp, oil and eggs. Changmen, a local community leader, continued his story about the arrival of the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong.
Kedatangan warga kita, warga Tionghoa di sini, itu terutama suku Kek, suku Hakka. Itu dari daratan Cina sana.
The Chinese who arrived here were mainly of Hakka or Kek clan from mainland China, the west of Yunnan and Mekong River. In 1602, the VOC brought the miners from China, especially for mining in Bangka, because in Indonesia, Bangka Island is known as the Thin Island. Well, so the VOC deliberately brought them here because the locals did not know anything about mining. So in 1602, they brought our ancestors here, and now it has entered the 8th generation. We have been living here for generations. Sometimes, after getting married, some would split apart. But just like the term serumpun sebalai in Bangka, meaning one big family in one house, so in one house there are more than two or three families. While for us of the Hakka clan, there are many families here, like the Xiang Bongs, the Chungs, the Changs, the Bongs, the Li, the Lings, the Chows, the Liams, and many others.
According to Kuangmen, the Chinese of Kampung Gedong who have moved overseas usually go back to Kampung Gedong at any given moment, as when there are religious celebrations.
Kalau untuk perayaan kita di sini, kalau sembahyang kubur, cengbeng itu ramai, Pak.
When there is a celebration like Cheng Bang or praying for the ancestors buried here, Kampung Gedong will be definitely crowded. Most certainly, even those who have moved abroad will return home if there is a celebration like Cheng Bang or the celebration of Sun Gokong and the Chinese New Year.
Pepper planting, fishing, making shrimp crackers, or mining for tin are the daily activities undertaken by people in Kampung Gedong. The most popular home industries here are krupuk kemplang and getas. Akyong, one of getas and krupuk kemplang makers, recalled.
Proses pertama ini dari cumi, cumi, sagu, telur.
The first process of making this kemplang is putting together squid, tapioca, egg, salt, and sugar, and cook them for about an hour until it becomes tough. Then cut into small pieces and dry for one day, and are processed again by frying or bake. Then cut into small pieces. The basic material for kemplang and getas depends on the season, when squid, shrimp, or fish can be obtained in large quantities. The market for the product is around Bangka, Belinyu, Sungai Liat, and also to Jakarta.
The process of making krupuk kemplang and getas by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong is still very simple because they still rely on traditional tools such as large steamer, bamboo matting as a base for drying under the sun, large frying pans, and oven-shaped closed room made of sealed stone walls. And getas are traditional food that is still maintained by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong. Hopefully, the younger generation can inherit the home industry of Kampung Gedong.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kaswami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kaswamis. Kaswami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kaswami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kaswami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kaswami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
The Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz FM 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kita adalah satu bangsa yang menghadapi beberapa challenge.
Dari Sabang sampai Merauke, ia adalah merupakan satu kesatuan kebangsaan. Ia adalah satu national entity. Ia adalah pula satu kesatuan kenegaraan.
Ayo bangsa Indonesia, revolusimu belum selesai.
Merah putih berkibar begitu gagah, cerminan akan bangsa yang perkasa. Dihormati dengan penuh rasa bangga, Indonesia ku bersatu sepanjang masa.
Merah putih, hormat, gerak. Buat semua bangsa lain tersentak. Kibarkan sang saka dengan serentak. Harumkan nama ibu pertiwi serempak. Di bawah langit biru berkibar tertiup angin. Bangga jadi orang Indonesia ku semakin terpacu untuk memajukan bangsa. Tunjukkan kita kuat, kita bukan mangsa. Berbeda suku, beda golongan dan agama. Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, kami yang pertama. Bahu membahu, bimbing saling membimbing. Berat sama dipikul, ringan sama dicincin. Ini Nusantara, kita satu darah. Satu nusa, bangsa, bahasa, dan satu arah. Takkan ku lupakan selama-lamanya bangsaku Indonesia namanya.
Merah putih berkibar begitu gagah, cerminan akan bangsa yang perkasa. Dihormati dengan penuh rasa bangga, Indonesia ku bersatu sepanjang masa.
Apapun mereka bilang, tekadku takkan hilang. Jalanku masih panjang, garis akhirku pandang. Jangan lupa, kita macan Asia. Pancasila kita yang menjadi rahasia. Untuk bisa bersatu dalam satu semangat. Untuk membela tanah air, semua berangkat. Tak lupakan keringat dan darah yang tertumpah. Dari para pahlawan negeriku, aku bersumpah. Memegang erat bendera merah putihku. Sisihkan lengan baju, jauh lebih hisiku. Untuk bangsaku, aku berkarya. Sumber alamku, begitu kaya. Kami tidak takut, Garuda di dadaku. Semangat 45 ada padaku. Aku tergugah untuk berani rasanya. Bangsaku Indonesia namanya.
Merah putih berkibar begitu gagah, cerminan akan bangsa yang perkasa.